calls.
Hello. Yes, sir, Mr. President. Well, how's your day today?
Well, I think we've had a number of things rolling today. Your trip made some very good copy on the wires. I don't know how the networks will do, but that played quite well. Some good economic news for a change. And I shouldn't say for a change. In one category for a change.
What was that?
The industrial production figure went up today.
I saw it, yeah. The council didn't. They said it wasn't really as good as it should have been, but they always say that, so that's all right.
Yeah, the Federal Reserve, they said it was welcome, but I didn't see it. Did the council speak to it?
Paul McCracken's memo to me. You know,
oh, I see.
He always cautious.
Well, it's up a half at one.
Well, it's up.
Point, and that's the first time it's gone up since May, when I said for a change that one's been worrisome, because that's been going down 4 months in a row.
Although that is one that is not really has as much impact on the economy as it once did, but nevertheless, it's gone up a little.
Well, and the housing starts out today, which is up again.
Is it still up?
Yes, sir. 1,958,000 now. It's almost to 2 million. And 47% above a year ago. Retail sales, I just got another weekly figure on that, which is now the fourth week in a row that it's been over 10% above a year ago, which is largely automobiles, but it's still a hell of a healthy increase.
You know, they can always say, well, these figures are due to this or that or the other thing, but God damn it, that's something.
Well, I don't care how you slice it. When you increase the purchasing by that amount, you're creating jobs. It may be in one area and not in another. Maybe people right now are buying cars because they're a bargain, but it's still damn good. Damn good, I think. We've got a few things going on Edith Efron's book. We've got Bill Springer is testifying tomorrow before the Irvin Committee, and he's all primed to give the networks a little hell and make reference to the book, which will get us a little
good
press out of it. I think Dean Birch might do the same thing on Wednesday. So those on that front, we've got things steaming along, and we've got an excellent column out on that by Kevin Phillips. He's given us one that made quite a bit of... It's made some press on its own, and it's a hell of a good column. Let's see what else has been happening today. We'll have the Gallup figures very shortly, Mr. President. I don't know whether anybody's told you. They're about two-thirds complete in their figures from the survey of last week. And they haven't given us a number, but they told Rumsfeld this morning that the President has broken out of the doldrums of...
They think it's up somehow.
It's up. They know it's up. They had completed
disapproval, or is this again trial heats?
No, this will be approval disapproval, and they say that's up. They've calculated approximately two thirds of the surveys, and they said it's evident from this that that it's up.
Up some.
They don't know how much, and
not if they even show any, it's good.
Oh, that's right.
Particularly with Harris following.
Any movement. Well, Harris had his...
Is Harris out today?
Yes, his 51 positive was out today. Predictably, the goddamn Washington Post didn't carry it.
I'll be goddamn.
Well, it's about the fourth time they've done that to us. And
well, why? Somebody are.
Well, we have.
I suppose you have.
We raise a little hell. I talk to Lou, and he gets his syndicate manager to call him. And then they often publish it late. They've done this to us before, but it's running everywhere else around the country.
He
had to
get a place. You'll see that it's circulated. And
we're getting the one from last Thursday where it said that the public was now almost 2-1 approving your economic policies.
And I should think this was not, but this one ought to be circulated to a few House and Senate guys. And if they don't run the trial heats next week, you've got to get a paper that does run it and get it around.
Well, he's in 180 newspapers, so we have no problem with that.
I see.
But if it's here, it's that much better.
I see.
I think he's doing the one on the trial heats for next Thursday.
That's right. Come in.
Gallup.
Come in. That's right.
Gallup had some trial heats today in Newsweek. I don't know whether you saw that, but
were those his?
Yes, sir. Those are Gallup's.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I don't think they use various ones, Chuck. Unless they said it was his.
Well,
I don't think they did.
I don't think
they attributed that to anybody.
Let's see, I have the article right here. I thought they did. Maybe I was mistaken.
I think it just...
It was kind of... I thought it was...
No, I don't think that is, because he wouldn't just give it to them.
Yes, here it is. But a special Newsweek poll of the new voters conducted by the Gallup organization.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that is his. That's right.
Provides for the first time a comprehensive view.
Right.
I assume they're referring to the same poll. We may not be, Mr. President.
I mean, when they go to the trial heats, yeah.
It says it, but it doesn't say it right by the trial heats. It may be that it doesn't.
Right. Anyway,
I thought it was
the same thing.
Very interesting, because even though it is not as good as Harris's, it shows the same juxtaposition of Kennedy and Husky.
That's right.
And I think it's kind of fascinating. I think it is not as friendly to us as it should be, and...
I know.
They don't Gallup, you know, if it is Gallup, they don't factor out as much of the youth as Harris does, which is one reason that it never shows up quite as well. Sindlinger has his on Wednesday. By the way, he called me today to say that he's now studied his poll results, and he's tremendously impressed because you are in exactly the same position you were in August of 1968, right after you were nominated, and in his analysis, and... that the Democratic, he asks a second question. He said, by the way, that you're today exactly where you were in August of 68, which was very strong, and went down during the campaign by 8 points in his scale.
Yeah.
And then never came up. He said it. This is your most significant rise since you've been president. And he said the significant thing is on the other side, the opposition poll shows a great fragmentation. He asked the question, who would you like to see president of the United States today? 49% say you, and then the rest all trail off in the 20s, and then you get a few Agnews and Reagans. But, he regards it as a very, very strong showing, and he goes over a base of several thousand people, so it's tends to be a pretty good poll. Finch had quite a bullish report. I don't know whether Bob gave it to you on the Future Farmers meeting. Finch spoke to them, and did he give you a fill-in on that?
No, we didn't have time today. We were on his trip.
Well, it was just, apparently I had two of my fellows out there who were doing the youth recruiting.
And where did they do it, in Chicago?
Think in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, that's probably more close.
You spoke to them?
Yeah, I spoke to them in Kansas City, I think.
I think they're in the same place. But the fellows I had out there said it was just tremendous that Finch, when he mentioned you, kept getting a standing ovation. And our boys met with the leaders of the organization, and they're very, very supportive. That's one group that I think we're going to make enormous inroads in. Yes, it was Kansas City, and it was last.
Well, they can help us. Right.
Well, that's a damn good group, and they're spread all out through the heartland. So, I think that we'll make some progress with those fellows.
Right.
Apparently, Bob was said he was quite taken back because he was talking to a youth group and didn't expect it to be so friendly, and it was just enthusiastic as hell. So, see if we can keep a few more of the young groups on that track.
Okay. Well, we'll see you later.
We'll keep it going, sir. Thank you.